George, perhaps you'll tell us a little bit more about your experience as a driver and the unusual things that happened during that time.
Well, in the war years, drivers, you might as well have been in the army, because you was in all the thick of it. Trains never stopped because there was an air raid. The only thing that the signalman used to do is to stop you and tell you that air raid warning red. Now, it was very difficult as regards of when you opened the fire hall door to restrict light from shining into the sky. So on a number of locos, you used to have a piece of tarpaulin between the cab and the back of the tender to prevent this. I've been quite a number of occasions down towards Birmingham and etc. and heard the shrapnel from the guns and etc. dropping on top of the cab. So we was all in the same, doing the same job, although we may have been only railway men. The hours at that time of day, it was very common to go to work for 14 hours at a time. And then the only thing is that when you came home, you was allowed 12 hours between each shift. So you'd be at home for 12 hours and then back again. Most of that time was in bed. So socially, you didn't have a great lot of life at all. That period of time, I got a son, a small son, and I went days and days without seeing him. Food to back up with. Well, that was another problem. You were to back up food, probably bread and cheese, pickled onion, or an ordinary onion, shallot, something in that line, and take an oxo cube or two with you, because there were no means of getting any food from anywhere else. So once you had eaten what you got, that was it until you got home again.